Well, hello, people. How are you today? The wind has a bit subsided today in the UK. But it's not exactly summer here. It's still reasonably cool. But the clown planet keeps on turning. Now, just last week, I was talking to an older Femon. I mean, 70-some years old. And what a lovely difference to talk to somebody that is calm, that has a great outlook on life, that isn't playing the victim, that is generally a nice person. In comparison, let's take a look at the modern Femons of today. They seem to have a hard time just getting through 24 hours on this planet. They're generally angry, moaning. A lot of them are yelling. And the only thing they really have is their victimhood. Because they're all victims of something or other, aren't they? And all their problems in their lives, and they have plenty, has nothing to do with them or what choices they made. A lot of Femons are alone because they're just generally not very nice people to be around. One minute they're saying it's not safe for Femons to go anywhere because men are attacking them all over the place. And in the next time they go to the gym, dressed in a certain way to try and get attention from these same men. Of course, Femons playing the victim isn't new. It's just almost a pandemic today. You see, the idea of being a victim is to get sympathy, get attention. But if all the Femons are doing it, then it just gets samey. Femons are complaining that men don't approach them. They don't approach Femons because Femons created the danger around themselves. All men need to really wear a body cam, and the Femons created that. They always create the problems for themselves and then blame somebody else. And unfortunately, Femons aren't well known for telling the gospel truth, especially if it makes them seem in the wrong. Men today are just tired of their moaning, of their lies and deceitfulness. Most modern Femons of today are just not very nice people anymore. And if you look at it, Femons have been given the keys to most cities and most of society. But that's not enough. Femons have slowly alienated themselves, that nobody wants to be around them anymore, especially men. Any man who is married or had a long-term relationship knows Femons can be crazy, but not all the time, and the modern Femon is crazy all the time now. And they're greedy, and they're selfish. And most Femons of today don't even go out of their way in any way to make themselves attractive anymore. They don't want to work at their looks. They don't want to work in a relationship. They just expect everything to be given to them. Femons have always taken from men, but men today have stopped giving. Young men now are growing up with the knowledge that us men, when we were young, didn't have. A lot of men in my era when they were young were Femon fodder. And of course, the reason is that young men see more now is because Femons inadvertently show who they really are on social media. And because men has a logical brain, he puts two and two together and gets four. The Femons still lie and deceive, and deflection is their main weapon. But a lot of young men today see Femons' double standards. They want all the results, but with hardly any effort. They want their cake and eat it too. And men are realizing they deserve better, or nothing at all. To live with continuous chaos, drama, moaning, nagging, money disappearing, lies, gobbledygook, and betrayal is too much of a higgledy-piggledy world for a logical brain like males. Sexual assault, inappropriate behavior, sexual harassment, abusive, controlling nature, threatening, aggressive behavior, and of course, rape. All serious allegations, but the Femons have used it on far too many occasions and unfortunately have weakened their meaning. Nearly every modern Femon today is a member of the victimhood club. But if you look at it logically, it's the male that is the victim in most cases. All they wanted was the chance to vote. The people that batted for the other team just didn't want to be harassed all the time. And now look at the state of things in them now. I'm more persecuted today than they ever were in my younger days. Why? Because I'm a white, heterosexual male. Oh yeah, and I'm masculine. Beware the eyes of March. If my father miraculously just appeared back on the planet, he wouldn't recognize it at all. Even I don't recognize it myself. I feel as though I don't belong. Anyway, not long to go now for me. You take it easy, fellas. And remember, humor as our main weapon. And keep smiling if you can.